Okay, good morning everyone. And we continue with the self-analysis of how much do we really want to be close to Hashem and what's the price we're willing to pay. And that's always the best way of measuring how much you really want something. We discussed, if you really want to get close to Hashem, what are you willing to sacrifice for it? Are you willing to pay the price of only sleeping 3 hours a day? And we're at the two paragraphs from the bottom of page Reish Beis. I don't think we'll finish the chapter today, but we'll come close. Yisera Mizu, more than this, Im hayu boim la'odav v'aymrim lo, if we tell a person, Shekidei lios karv la'kadosh baruch hu, in order to get close to Hashem, Allah chas v'shalom likto, oh, we did that one too, right? Well, we'll do that again. You have to cut both feet off. Olakar echas manover to poke out one of your eyes. And as soon as that happens, you would immediately merit to become close to Hashem. Yisbanimasa, think about it. Would you be ready for that? Are you prepared for that? Would you be willing to live your life as a person who limped, who was deaf or blind, whatever, to get to that goal? Yeah, that's where we ended off yesterday. We're not talking, you know, asking him at the moment when you're in a test and you're stumbling in a sin. You know, at the time when one is involved with the Yetzirah, nobody remembers having the Yetzirah Tov. We're not talking about that. At that point, we're dealing with an inner turmoil that is totally different, and that's a true battle. We're not talking about, you know, offering, you know, this to a person when they're in the midst of sin. And now, top of Reish Gimel. We're speaking about a point that is much simpler. Adrabba. Let's ask this question when everything's going fine and the Yetzer Tov is doing well. You know, let's try to think of a time, you know, like right after a big simcha in the family and everything's fine. You know, you're in a good state. Kisharam sheket viragua. Everything's quiet and tranquil. Then he should sit and clarified himself how much you're really willing to invest into this project. He sits next to the table. Shaito shas sheket. It's a very quiet time. In lachetz im chitzoni, there's no external pressures. V'lachetz hayochid shemalchitz oso zunekudas ha'emes. The only pressure that's really pressuring him, so to speak, is the point of truth. That's the only pressure you're applying now. So that's the only pressure that's moving right now. It's working right now. And he's testing himself to clarify for himself what is the true level of his yearning in his approach to coming close to Hashem. That's the only question we'll be talking about now. And that's how you can tell where you're at. Nitein dugma pshuta. Let's give a simple example. Hiskarnal el es inyan hasha biyom shadun tzarech lisbodeh ba. Long ago, we spoke about giving up an hour of your life every day to reflect on being close to Hashem. Havanu es divra ramchal shanoi kach korov maod maod l'shlemus. We quoted you Lutzado, who said, anyone who conducts himself this way, he's very, very close to perfection. Anyone who doesn't spend this hour, he's far away from his perfection. And let us proceed from the point to assume that the words of the Lutzado, they are very true words. We're not going to argue on them. Hashaeli, the question is, Kama ba'emes adam So the truth is, the question is, how much is a person, you know, committed in this area? How much is a person prepared to give up in order to get close to Hashem? Haim kishashama zos hechlib. Yeah, when we heard this the first time, did we decide right away? Animi yaseima said, I'll implement these things. Kasha, kal, hard, easy, lo mishana zaber. Person should say to himself, that's what Lutzado said. I'm almost guaranteed to get close to Hashem. And the anas eliasim, I'm going to try to implement it. Oshani salomar, or you'll try to say, ulai efshir b'pachos, maybe I could get away with a little less. Oshib b'chlaut kufas oisa ani lo yochol, or maybe the reaction is, I can't do it. How do you react? You know, that really is what tells us where we're at. Right? And we weren't talking about cutting off your arms and legs and to sleep only 3 hours a night. Right? He set us up for this one, you know. But just to say, just an hour. An hour out of your life every day to be, and guarantees you'll get close to Hashem. Are you ready to give over times that you're already used to not giving over? And anything you're going to add on to give to Hashem is going to be hard. Or are you standing in a position that any point that's necessary for the service of Hashem, O Shuhush Yasim Osomiyad, either he's going to implement them right away. If he's not going to succeed right away, Yinasimiyad Lavod Alasmi Shuchal Yasim Vektim. He's going to try very hard immediately to work in order to be able to implement it right away. Which, you hear this? You're going to do it right away, or you're going to try to set things into motion? Okay, I'm going to work on my schedule, and you know, it'll take me a week for me to organize the schedule, and then I'll be able to put the hour in. But you're moving ahead on this. Every individual has to take this point. Levar Lassman clarified to himself, how much are you prepared to invest for the Almighty? What is the point you're certainly willing to give up? And what point are you certainly not ready to give up? And what point are you in doubt? The point in the middle. And then you know where you're at. If we'd said everyone has to give up 2 minutes to get close to Hashem every day, I think people would do it. 2 minutes, you do it. 10 hours every day, you wouldn't do it. So now the question is, where in the middle? How far can we stretch it? How far can we, 3 minutes? Yeah. 4 minutes? Yeah. 5, 6, 7, 15? Like so that's why even though we're not ready for that hour, it's okay. So you can do two. So do two. Do 2 minutes. Start with something. Nothing. You don't give anything. Not even 1 minute a day. So that I think is an important way to look at it. That okay. So beyond okay, I'm not ready for an hour. I can't do an hour. I'm just not going to do an hour. Okay, fine. So what are you ready to give up for Hashem? So it's something we should think about. So, if it's a minute, okay, I could do a minute. What's a minute? Okay, let's do one. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Everybody could do 5 minutes, right? Anybody not going to do 5 minutes to get close to Hashem? But they ain't going to say, well, yeah, but the Lutzado only works for an hour. It won't work for 5 minutes. That's okay. Just do 5 minutes. Just do 5 minutes. And, you know, your goal is an hour. So look at it like this. My goal is an hour. If I do 5 minutes a month, no, in other words, 5 minutes every day, but you'll add 5 minutes in monthly increments, I'm going to start, be a good thing, you know, to get psych ourselves up for 3 weeks are coming up sooner than we think. We're already going to bench Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, this Shabbos. So it means we're right around the corner. So in less than a month, it's 3 weeks. 3 weeks is a good time to do this. It's a good time to start it. So try to psych yourself up. Okay, am I ready to start the month of Tammuz? Rosh Chodesh Tammuz is next Shabbos. Next Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Are you ready to do 5 minutes a day? Who's not ready to do 5 minutes a day? Come on. You'd be embarrassed if you couldn't do 5 minutes a day. Right? And then every month you add 5 minutes. Oh, so in a year you'll be up to an hour. Anybody couldn't do that? So you got to think about it. We're worrying about the 7-hour one yet. That's that's far away. That's far away. That's far away. But you know, so if you know within a year's time you can do it, you can do an hour a day. So that's it's a good thing, no? It's okay. So you got to start thinking now. Okay, when's that 5 minutes going to be? It can't be whenever. It has to be a set time. It has to be a set time. So now you got to think what's going to be the best 5 minutes to do that. You're always going to do it. You're always going to 5 minutes before you go to sleep. Then you're going to be too tired. You got to figure out when you're not too tired. You got to figure out in your mind, when will I know for sure every day for the next year I'll always have these 5 minutes? So you got to think. It's not so simple. To come up with that 5 minutes, it's harder than you think. Because when to try to come up with 5 minutes, if you don't have a set time, it'll never be. And you go through, oh, I forgot about the 5 minutes. You know, and if it's a different time every day, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It really doesn't work. So you try to find 5 minutes every day, same time. You can do it. Okay? So think about it. Think about it. When you can do that. At least you're willing to pay that price. If at this point in the game we're not willing to pay 5 minutes, let's close the book and let's just learn something more interesting than this. All right? It's fine, you know, we'll start learning Sefer Yeshua. That's pretty interesting. It's interesting. It'll be entertaining. We'll entertain ourselves every day. All right. So that's something to think about. You know, you want to do it, come at 10 after 6. All right. 5 minutes, 4. How have I? We're here at 6:15. How have I? I'm here at 6:15 every day. So you said, I'm going to come at 6:10 for the first 5 minutes before we start learning. I'm going to meditate. That's it. Or my house, 5 minutes before I leave. Whatever it is, you got to figure a way. It's just like
no more snooze buttons.
This is the point. You know, we got to really understand. This is critical now. So that's how you gauge how much you're prepared to give, how much this really means to you. And if not, then you have to start talking. Okay, for 5 minutes, I got to realize why is this not important to me. Whatever it is. Now, so we're gonna have to go back. This was a long time ago, and we're gonna have to. I'm gonna have to because no one else is gonna do it. So I'm going to have to, you know, go back and review that chapter or two and write down what do you do during the 5 minutes again. We got to write, okay, what are you going to do for 5 minutes and what are you going to do for the next 10 minutes? This is more homework for me. Okay. Anyway, if I don't do it, no one else is going to want to do it. The rabbis aren't doing it. Why not going to do it? Okay. Baran Reich Gimel. Hanakuda hazu yotzeres berer amiti ma'od b'nev ha'shodom. So this point creates a true clarity, a very true clarity within the soul of the person. So this is the way he clarifies the level he is in this area. How true is he in his intentions? Turning to the next page. And how much is this just external talk and desires? But they're never really desires that have absorbed, have caught on to the inner soul. Okay, next subtopic. Giving over, being able to self-sacrifice for Hashem, that's a condition for true love of Hashem. Avas Hashem hi anekuda hamekareves es ha'odom labor umedabkoso bo yisbarach. Loving Hashem, that is the point that brings a person closer to his Creator and attaches him to his Creator. We are commanded in the Torah, a positive commandment, to love Hashem in three ways, with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your resources. So let's discuss this. With all your heart. Perusho, it means, kol hirhurei halev, all the thoughts of your heart, v'chol hargoshes halev, and all the feelings of your heart. Yesh adam sheyachal lomer shesham hu nimtza. Are we going to say that love is there? Are all your thoughts, it's kol levavcha, your whole heart. And the heart is always a code word for thoughts. Right? So are all your thoughts always revolving around how much you love Hashem? Kimat v'lo, almost entirely not. Elamai. So what's the pshat? Sha'adam writes of emes levas a kadosh baruch hu liba. The truth is, a person wants to love Hashem with his whole heart, El Shishara Yurim Tovsim and Smaka Maisa Ava. But the problem is all your other thoughts take up all the space that then they leave no room for the love. You love your job, you love your breakfast, you love your dinner, you love a lot of things. So you got so many things to love, so there's no room to love Hashem. Haderech lekach ivare ruka, the path to get to loving Hashem all the time is certainly a long path. Aval ilu hayu boim latzia la'adam derech katsar shiaruka. But if we could suggest to a person a long path that is really close, clamoring to say, derech kasha, it's a hard path, aval hatotzah mehira mod, but the result will be quick. Hard, but quick. B'toch regoim sipurim hayakone es, within a few minutes, you could acquire the level of loving Hashem with all your heart. Would you be ready for this or not? If we would suggest him to cut off one foot, there he goes again. Hashem would promise you that once you cut your leg off, you'd love him forever. All the time. I'm asking Allah, would you agree to it? So that's a way to tell. Yeah, once it fits in, we learn all these Rambams with Hilchas Chayvul Mazik. You know, you gotta pay when you damage a guy. What would you pay? Pay for a leg. How do you value the pain of a leg? As I say, what would you pay to have an anesthesia instead of getting it cut off? It all fits in. So now, you know, what are you prepared to do? It's the same idea. What are you prepared to do to come to always be able to think about Kodesh Baruch Hu? Right? Do you agree to that or not? Of course, we're not going to do this. I'm not suggesting you do this. The only question he's saying is, so get real. Do you really ever want to love Hashem? I mean, this is mamish. We don't realize this pashup shot in the pasuk. This mamish a biblical commandment to love Hashem with all your heart. Every thought should be of loving Hashem. So, okay, I'll give you an easy way. Just cut your leg off, and Hashem guarantees it. Are you willing to do it or not? No. The pasuk goes on. With all your soul, and the rabbis say, "I feel nightless nafshah," even if they take away your soul. So, are we ready for that one? Eitzel Chanoch, early on in the Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Bereishis, talks about Chanoch. Nemar says, "Vayisalei Chanoch as Elokim ve'nenu ki lokach ito Elokim." Chanoch went with Hashem, and he wasn't because Hashem took him. That's what it says. So, Hakadosh Baruch Hu lokach also elav. Hashem took him to him. So he could leave this world as a tzaddik for Yeshua, not to be a Rasha. So what's that all about? Rashi's saying because Hashem saw he would have been swayed by his generation. Right now he was a tzaddik, but if he hangs on longer, he will become influenced. So Hashem says, better I take him away now, he's still a tzaddik. And he took him away early. A person should reflect. Okay, he asked this earlier again. Right? If Hashem himself came to you tonight, said, I give you a choice. Olam avas ke'es boifen midi. You have a choice. You could die instantly. And you would acquire love of Hashem closer. You're going right to Gan Eden. Where do you want to stay in this world and work hard, be tested, try, acquire, after pain and endurance in this world, to acquire those levels? And we know it'll be all involved with all kinds of tests. It'll be a tough, tough way because we see how tough it is. Would you give your life up for a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Batach shalom, are you sure you wouldn't? Batach shekein, are you sure you would? Mesupak, are you in doubt? Ulai hu hayaroitzlis, yes. Or would you ask, you know, for some advice? What's the expression on that game show? I want a lifeline, whatever they say. Ma hu hayo, he said, what would he do?
Call a friend.
What would you do? You know? So that's another way, you know, you really want this. And finally, with all your resources, with all your money, as our rabbi said, why did he sell your money if you're already giving up your life? Because there are people who value their money, it's more than their lives. People care more about money than their lives. Right? Any businessman who goes to Iraq certainly values their money more than their lives. Claimer, Pasuk Megala Nukana Sanakud Amitis, the Torah is revealing the main point. You don't have to reach the level of actually giving up your life, although there are those who may do it on occasion when the time comes up. But what's the real test? How much would you be willing to give up from your essence for Hashem? Not that it has to be, but what would you be willing? You know, a mother would be willing to die for her kid. No? She would. Every mother, almost. Right? Of course, I'm not asking her to do it. But if she's willing to do that, then we know what kind of work she's going to put into her kid every day. If you're ready, willing to give up your life for your kid, so then we know where you're at. So let's think about this. Yesh musug lamus al kiddush Hashem. There is a concept that a person has to die to sanctify God's name under certain circumstances. That's one concept. Yesh musug lichyos al kiddush Hashem. There's another concept to live sanctifying God's name. This concept of dying to sanctify. You know, convert to Muslim or we kill you. Okay, you'll have to kill me. That's it. Everything's nice. Just live with Hashem all the time. Well, I don't know about that. You know, think about this. I think everyone in this room, if Chasson, the Muslims came and said, we have to convert to Islam, take me away. Take me away. You know, and to spend an hour a day to think about Hashem, we're not willing to do that. So, you know, that's because why? Because we have a problem living Al-Kiddush Hashem. Living Al-Kiddush Hashem we can't do. Dying, we're all ready to die. Isn't that interesting? Lichyos Al-Kiddush, why? Because Lichyos Al-Kiddush Hashem, Zuavoda Harba Yosef Kashem Asher Lomas Hashem. It's much harder to live sanctifying God's name than to die sanctifying God's name. Right? Because to die sanctifying God's name just takes a minute. Five, they torture you a little bit. An hour, whatever. But to live every day, right? To live every day, that's hard. That's hard work. But Ryan, the proof is, she could really ask a question. We're commanded to give up our lives to sanctify God's name. And from all the generations, many Jews have given up their lives for that. If we're ready to give up our lives, Sakam, during the tests of the day, we stumble over them and we're not able to stand up to the simple tests of the day. The simple test, no tests of giving up your life, just give up this, give up that, don't give in to this. We fail all the time. So what's the pshat? Hachuva miti, see, the true answer is, Lomas HaKiddush Hashem, Yosir Kama, Sharlich HaKiddush Hashem. You have to say that dying for Kiddush Hashem is much easier than living for Kiddush Hashem. Lo Kol Mishum, Asugol Lomas HaKiddush Hashem, Asugol Gam Lichos HaKiddush Hashem. Not everybody who's ready and prepared to die for Hashem is willing to live for Hashem. So Navaras and Rams, let's explain this a little bit more. Ha'evel ben nisoyin shal rega echad v'day lebein nisoyin tamidi. There's a difference between a one-time instant test and between a constant test. Who have those shoshamayim words? The difference between the two is the difference between heaven and earth. It's day and night. Adam asuga lamed afil b'nisayin kasha. A person is prepared to stand up to a hard test. Avokolzos b'tanayin shenisayin hu l'zmanwud. But that's on condition that's for a short amount of time I can stand up to it. Chazal megalam lana. Look at this. Look what the rabbi is saying, k'suvus. We know the famous prophets Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah refused to bow down to the island of Nebuchadnezzar put in front of them. And what was their punishment? He threw them into the fiery furnace. It's unbelievable, yeah? But the rabbis tell us, and they know the emes, they say, Ilmolei Nagduhu, what if Nebuchadnezzar would have tortured Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah? A slow Pochel Tzalma, they would have worshipped the idol. That's the Gemara says. Right? Why? Uber Shama Taisus, the Taisus commentary, and the Gemara explains. Shemikoyach Tokefa Yisurim, it would have been from the power of the suffering. They wouldn't have stood up to the test. From a slow, agonizing torture that would have taken hours and hours, days. And I saw this video. Somebody wanted me to see this video. Maybe we'll show it on Tisha B'Av. So it talked about there was a spy for the Israeli government, I think in like the 60s, 70s. Mrs. Cohen, not Ellie Cohen. There was a Mrs. Cohen. They lived in, I think it was Lebanon. It's one of those Egyptian Arab countries. She was a spy for about 15 years. Her husband was wealthy. She knew the prime minister of Lebanon. She knew it all. And so they caught her. And it describes the torture that she went through for, I forgot how many years. I don't remember how many years it was. 5 years, 7 years. It wasn't a week. It was years. And they described the torture that she went through. It's like unbelievable torture. They interviewed her. She told it, and then they kind of made a little docudrama out of it. You know, what they did was unbelievable. And obviously they only showed what you could show. She said, there's so many things I can't say that they did to me. And then part of it was, I remember, like for 3 years she was in solitary confinement with the rats, you know, because they wanted information for her. She never gave the information. Until finally she was let out as part of a prisoner exchange. When they were going to get one famous Israeli prisoner out for a million Arabs, so they threw her into the mix and got her out. But it was like years, and all they wanted was information from her. She wouldn't give the information, and she went through unbelievable tortures. So Chazal is saying, you know what? That Mrs. Cohen is greater than Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah in terms of being able to sustain torture. Right? Of course, she's a woman. Yeah, okay. Right? But that's the pshat. So obviously, you know, we can, for a minute or two, we're willing to suffer. Okay, I'll lose my life. I'll suffer for a minute or two. But a long range, it's hard. So, what if, certainly if we would have told Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, Tishtachu L'tzalan, Oshinar Gisham, bow down to the cross, or we're going to kill you. They'd have to give up their lives, not to sin. Next page. It's the three hardest averis. Right? They give it up. But to live with constant suffering. That the soul is not ready to accept. If a person is willing to live with loving Hashem, you need to precede it with the right type of self-sacrifice for Hashem. If you don't have the lower level first, she mysterious never suburbed to be able to self sacrifice for God. It's certainly not going to come to true life with Hashem. You know, it's interesting if you reflect on it. You know, I don't know. But you know, people are going to be told. You know, why didn't you work harder and serve me? Well, and I couldn't. It was too hard. You know, but you look at people who chas v'shalom suffer from terminal diseases. What brutal types of treatments they're willing to go through long term, right? And not just, you know, brutal. Some of those treatments are brutal to go through. You know, weeks of chemotherapy, weeks of this, and it almost kills you, right? But why are they willing to do it? To live. Now, can you imagine? Chas v'shalom, someone should come up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after 120 years. And Hashem said, "Did you spend an hour a day trying to get close to me? No, it's too hard. But I see you were able to go for 3 months straight, chemotherapy, dying. You were able really to do that. So you had the ability to suffer and to sustain suffering for something that you wanted. So obviously you didn't really want me very much. You know, if a person says, I can't do anything, you know. I can't do anything. I couldn't do anything long term that was hard. But Hashem comes out and says, let me show you what you did do. What you're really going to do. know, it doesn't have to be cancer. What about you opened up a business, a new business, and you put in 18 hours a day for months and months and months and months and months. So for the business, you're able to give up your life. For your life, you're able to give up your life. But for Kodesh Baruch, you're not willing to give up your life. It's a scary thought, but don't think Hashem won't run it past us all. When we all, in areas that are not so terrible, but areas we invested a lot. For things we really wanted, we invested. We really did. We put in hours and hours and hours, right, to get through university, put in all kinds of hours, we all have a certain thing in our lives. We're willing to put up with a lot of suffering, a lot of pain. Hashem says, for me, weren't able to put up for any pain. And how much pain was it already? An hour a day? It wasn't even painful. Just sit and meditate. So what did I have to give up for that hour? What did I have to give already up for that hour? It's not so much sleep. Get off the internet for an hour a day. You know, get away from looking up Divrei Torah on the internet for an hour. Okay, whatever. You know, if you look in a day, we all waste an hour. If you really look in a day, we waste an hour. We might not think of that. Reading the paper, you have to read the paper. Read the paper, or how much time you read the paper every day? 10 minutes, 50 minutes? You could have spent that. You'll see that there, if you really go through the day, you're going to find an hour. You'll find 5 hours. Not 1 hour. You're wasting. If you really had to be doing something more important, you wouldn't be doing certain things. So that's, some of the tough questions that's going to be lined up one day. So we got to think about that. And, got to be honest with yourself. And as long as you're honest, that's the best thing. It's the best thing. You know where's the point to work on. At the end of all, you say, no, I really don't want to be close to Hashem. Good. So now we got to talk about that. Why don't you want to be close to Hashem? What did Hashem ever do to you that you don't want to be close to him? Hashem was so cruel to you that you don't want to be close to him. So you got to start asking yourself difficult questions. That's what that hour is about. Ask those difficult questions and ask yourself, why do I not feel close to Hashem? What are the things that are holding me back? What do I value more than that? Okay, moving on. Hakara ba'aroyus chayovot. So now, what's going to help us a little bit? Recognizing the transitory nature of this world. So some of us hear these words and it's very far away from us to accept this. The truth is they're far but close. What does that mean? They're far away because by nature a person is totally, totally absorbed in being involved in this worldly activities. Who ruts, calls money, he's running and running. He doesn't give heart to what's going on around him. A person's got to stop the running. Another favorite topic. Kipshuto. If a person doesn't stop for at least once a day to think about his day of death, he'll never be able to give himself over to Hashem. That's why we're having trouble with this. Because for most of us, the thought of death doesn't even get on the radar screen. Who ruts? You just keep running. Keep running so I don't even think about this. Maybe this could be your first 5 minutes. Right? Person is forced. It's got to think at least once a day. It's about the day of death in a real way. Not from the scary part. Ooh, I'm scared it's going to hurt and what's going to be and this and that. But from a simple point of view. Maybe this is my last day on the planet. How am I going to leave this world and I'm going? What am I going to be like as I'm leaving? Because remember, that's how I'm going to be forever. Am I prepared? Have I set my affairs in order with a Kaddish Baruch Hu or not? Gemara tells us, Chazaka al chaver shein motzi midachas yodo davar shein mesukan. There is a chazaka. There's an assumption that a chaver is a Talmudic reference to a person who's a good Jew, a thinking Jew, Jews thinking about his life and a good Jew. There's an assumption that nothing comes out from under the hand of a chaver that's not done well. So, in other words, whatever it is, if he's making something, he's going to make it honestly. He's learning something. Whatever he does it well. So achas avonis was that he, one of the understandings is, and over there, yeah. So the simple pshat is over there. I'm sorry. The simple pshat is it's talking about the tithes that you have to give. You're a farmer. You've harvested all the food. The crops are now in the silo. The question is, has the guy given the tithes that now you're permitted to eat from it? Let's say a guy's walking by, and you know, do we assume that the tzaddik has already tithed his stuff or not? We know amaratzim, ignorant people, we assume it's not tithed. We assume that amaratzim never get around to it. You know, and there's a big problem. You're not allowed to eat this food. So what do we know about a chaver? A chaver is that nothing gets out of his house unless it's tithed. Because you know he's going to be careful about that. So achas avonos was that one of the meanings is, ki a chaver chai kol hazman bergosha, because a chaver always lives with the following feeling. Ulai od ma'at lo yekan. You never know, another day I might not be here anymore. And now people are going to come to my field and they're going to eat all the food that's tevel, that's not allowed to be eaten. So the tzaddik has the attitude, never put off for tomorrow what you can do today. Because today I'm alive, tomorrow who knows? So Chavar has a couple of minutes, an hour. I'm separating the tevel right now. I'm separating it. I'm making it truma. I'm making meiser. Let's go. You don't know it's going to be tomorrow. Until tomorrow, if I'm gone, who's going to know? Who's going to know if I did? If I didn't, it's going to be. But the case is more than truma and meiser. So he dugma l'odem shechai es chayev betzuris nachona. This is a person who lives with the right vision. Nobody in this world can be sure that tomorrow morning they're going to get up. Therefore, he arranges the path of his life in a very clear way. On the one hand, if I'm going to keep living, how am I going to live? On the other hand, and if this is my last day, how am I going to live? Right? How am I going to live? If I know I'm going to live for another year, 10, 20, I'm going to keep living, how am I going to conduct myself? And if I'm not going to get up tomorrow, how am I going to live? And you got to think about this at least once a day. It doesn't have to be the whole day. But one time in a day, you have to think about that. Kishalo misraglim lachsho, but circus, if we don't accustom ourselves to think this way, hadvarim nirim rechokim utlushim in amitzias, then everything we're talking about seems so far removed from reality. If a person has a little bit of brains, you know, every day you get informed about mournings. This one was 35 who passed away. This one was 52 who passed away. This one, you know, you hear about it all the time, even if it's not in your direct community. But you just open up any newspaper, go. It might not be a bad idea if you do get the paper, so go to the obituaries first. And just look in the city of Toronto in one day, people who put in the paper, there's plenty who don't put in the paper. Right? And you'll see, yeah, this guy's 95, and there'll always be one or two 22. Right? There was a girl down south on CNN who was 18, she was drowned by somebody, she was killed. Every day, you know, you just you know, maybe for that alone, you should maybe listen to 680 just for 1 minute. Because every day there's always somebody dying, somebody killed, somebody shot. Somebody just, you know, one minute, just take it out. Listen, yeah, it happened. It really happens, right? So every day you see people are dying. And you know, look at everyone. Nobody here is living forever. And since you don't know exactly, you're gonna live exactly, for sure you're gonna die either within the next day or within the next 50 years. Somewhere between. Or give or take. You know, for sure it's gonna be. It's not gonna be, well, maybe I'm gonna be the one that's not gonna die. And it ain't gonna be. So you're gonna die for sure. But you're not sure when the time frame is. So you arrange in front of yourself, you think about two ways of life. Let me give two paths. Chayim sheish machar, life with a tomorrow. V'chayim sheish machar, life without a tomorrow. Ha'chayim sheish machar heimahalach echad, life with a tomorrow has one pathway. V'chayim sheish machar heimahalach nasaf, and life without a tomorrow is an added pathway. It's a different pathway. You should ask yourself in the 5 minutes, what would I do? What would I do if I knew I've got forever to live and if I only got tomorrow to live? A person does not arrange his life that way. He is so buried and involved into this world. We can't talk about any other points. We can't talk about being close to Hashem or any of this stuff. How much are you going to sacrifice for Hashem? What do you mean sacrifice for Hashem? I'm living forever. I don't have to sacrifice. The first thing a person has to feel in this world, you have no guarantees even for the next minute. Now we know you can't live this way every minute of the day. It'd be too depressing, and we don't want you to do this. Because then you won't do anything. Well, I'm going to die anyway. I'm thinking about it all day long. I'm dying, so why bother go to work? At least there should be some knowledge of this type of simple life. Right? He goes to bed at night. He doesn't know what's going to be tomorrow morning. He has to make some kind of an account. He's obliged to leave a house that's been removed of any stumblings. He checks, do I have any debts I haven't paid yet that I may not have remembered? Now, if some person leaves this world, he hasn't paid his debts. You know, you borrowed something from somebody, you never returned it. What's going to be? You're going to die. You think your wife's going to know to return it? You borrowed a video from somebody. You know what happens. We forget. You borrowed a book from the shul. You know, amongst the thousands that somehow. Right, so if you die tomorrow, no one's going to think about returning that book, and now you come to Shemayim, and you're going to be in big trouble.
But it has this latest sticker on it.
Yeah, it has a sticker, right? Right? So now it's a problem. So he writes down now, before he goes to, I got to pay him back. You put it down, put it with your important documents. You know what happens when the parent dies. You know, during the shiva, they start looking at the parent's documents. Okay, what do they leave us? What do they leave us? Okay, some people may wait till after the shiva. You know, what do they leave us? Let's check the stocks and bonds. Let's look at the safety deposit box. Oh, they find, I owe someone $500. Please make sure to pay them back so I can get into Olam Haba. You know, you at least write that down when you make that cheshbon. You may not have the money to pay him back, but at least tell him you want your kids to pay that debt for you. Right? So that's an important thing. Right? So zeh mitzad achek shu mashir kam ba'olam. This is, you know, considering the way that he's still going to be in this world. Right? Then he has to think about how am I going to get to the world that I'm going to. In other words, there's the one on what he's leaving in this world. If I'm going to be gone, I'm going to be leaving debts and this. I want to be taken care of. And now I think about when you're going to the next world. Based on what level you're going to be in the next world. So this is the first point a person has to acquire. The point is your connection to this world, this living world, should not be a certain connection at all. To live with a constant feeling. You don't know what the next day brings. This is not meant to come from a point of sadness and depression. Just the one thing, it's clear, this is the way life is. Life goes like this. People die. God gives life to a person, and he doesn't let a person know the information how long he's going to live. And anybody who runs away from thinking about this is really running away from living in reality. You're delusional if you don't think about this. You're not a normal person if you don't think about this for a few minutes a day. If you think about it all day long, you're not normal either. But if you don't think about it for 2, 3, 5 minutes a day, you're not living in reality because every human being dies. And if you don't think about it, you're not being real with your life. Kechol sha'adam yoser mitzuyosi, the more that a person is real and in touch with reality, hu chayim tzuris chayim akpilim, he will live in a way that's parallels, that reflects that. Tzuris chayim shall seder lisman. There'll be a pathway of life where you've got your time in order. Tzuris chayim shabba kol yom ulai hu yom achron. He goes with a passion of knowing that this could be the last day of his life. Okay, we'll have to stop. We got a little bit more to go. Reish Ches, Reish Shem will continue tomorrow. So maybe what we should try is see what he should have done this book, Martin. He should have given us uvdas every right. step along the line.
Yeah, that
but,
would
so,
be
but it's obvious. But so we have to do an uvda. So think about you know at least for 2-3 minutes a day. If this is your last day, what should you be doing? And then from there, maybe we can continue.